If we don't get the good news out of them, they're going to die a sinner.
Amen. Amen.
That's their nature. They don't know. I remember the first time that the Word of God touched my life. I was a sinner. And I would have died a sinner if somebody wouldn't have told me about Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And in chapter 4, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of the dishonesty, not walking in the craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves in every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hidden to them that are lost. And I believe we can preach on that right there. I sure do. And to go along with what I've already said, and may we pray. Most righteous Heavenly Father, we want to ask you, Lord, for your help tonight to say a few words. Lord, that your kingdom be lifted up, your Son be glorified. Lord, we pray, Lord, it be encouraging, Lord, for us to go out to the highways and the byways and compel those that will to come in. Lord, we know, Lord, that we are a child, a minister of God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would give us a great zeal to spread the good news of you, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
And you know, the Bible teaches us that which is flesh, and that which is spirit is spirit. And you know, when I started looking at flesh, you know, that and the one of the sinful nature, and you know, there's so many times that it seems like the day that we're living in today, it's changed even from when I got saved and I saw Gene and Harry and others in here. I remember one thing about it. You know, especially when the preacher got up to preach, he didn't call nothing. He called a sinner a sinner. And that's something that just kind of, you look at it, well, why would he call me that sinner? Because I am of a sinful nature. And you know, I got to be set free from that. And I, you know, we spoke on, you must be born again. And you know, to be set free and to come into the new life. And when we begin to look at it, you know, the Bible says, woe to the man that everyone that speaks well of. And you know, we're living in today, it seems like people don't want to go down and listen to one that starts to speak bad of you. And you realize when you begin to get walking with God and you start speaking of God, you realize it all of a sudden they begin to start to look at you and they begin to start to say things against what you stand for. They'll lie, they'll make it up. You realize because there's something about the truth. You know, the truth is sharper than a two-edged sword, and it'll cut and never leave a mark. And so many times when we get out and we start speaking these kind words of the great plan of salvation, you realize and it starts to penetrate the heart, and you realize with the old natural eye, I don't see what's happening deep down inside. But the Word of God has begun to start to soften that heart up, and they start to get condemned for the sins that they have got. And you realize in the next thing that happened, they begin to start to get a little bit offensive, and they begin to discover because the old outward man and the old sinful flesh, it makes them uneasy. And you realize, and when they begin to get uneasy, they think, think, well, I'm going to have to find comfort in something. And you realize when anger begins, they begin to start to find a way of defending themselves.
Yeah.
And you realize that's just the old fleshly man's way of handling things.
Yeah.
They begin to find some way to counteract so that I can get rid of that word. But you realize the one thing about the word and the absolute truth, you can't get rid of the absolute truth.
Amen.
It can't be altered because the truth is the truth.
Amen. That's good.
And it's always been that way. And then they begin to start to say, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. We'll just start to find fault. And you realize they'll do like the ones did to old Daniel. And when he began to pray, and they made a creed that you couldn't pray. You realize they thought the reason they made that creed out for Daniel is because they've followed him around. And they thought, we'll just find something that he's doing wrong. But you realize his walk from God, and God had a hedge around him, and he was keeping him separated from the world. And I want to tell you, the Bible says, if God be for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
And I want to tell you, that it hasn't changed a bit, so that when God is blessing you, you're still the light of the world.
Amen.
And when it got to Daniel, and they seen they couldn't find anything with that daily walk, they said, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll just convince the old king to make a creed that he can't worship his God and he can't pray to his God like he does, and then we'll find fault. But I want to tell you what, God's word is still God's word, and the truth is still the truth. So when they thought they'd done that, they thought, now we'll do away with him. God said, no, he's still mine, and I am going to anoint him. And God had made a way to escape. And so when it come time that they do away with him, God was there.
Amen.
And I want to tell you, God will still be there for you.
Amen.
You realize you can't be the friend of the world and the friend of God too. You know, the Bible teaches us that the world goes out and he starts to look and find things against you and all these things. But I want to tell you what, we still find our peace with God. You realize they're going to make a reason. They're going to make a reason to come and to find fault with you and do all these things. And I want to tell you, because you are, and you know, it's the truth. And what the old devil wants to do more than anything, he wants you to get quiet and not speak. But I want to tell you what, we can't hold our peace.
Amen.
I want to tell you what, that when you got the word of God in
you, right,
it's like a fire that cannot be quenched. I want to tell you what, it seems like the more resistance comes, the greater the fire gets.
Amen.
The more we can stand back and say, for it is written, and thou sayest the Lord. You know, when I begin to look at how good God is, I had to look at the true men of God that was willing to lay their life down for the sake of the gospel.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you what, I believe we're in the place and in the world today, the people walking with God is going to have to get to the place where they're ready to lay their life down.
Amen.
I want to tell you what the Bible says. Don't fear the one that can kill the body, but fear the one that can kill the body and the soul.
Yeah.
And you realize, I want what John had when he went to the king, and he said it was not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. You realize when he went up there, he knew that was a death sentence, and he knew. But you know, the old king, he feared him because he feared him as a prophet of God. And you realize, and I want to tell you what, the world will learn to respect you too if you'll get and start to do it for the glory of God.
Yeah.
I want to tell you what, God is still fighting battles.
Amen.
God has said revenge is still, vengeance is still mine, saith the Lord. It's not one word of this has been taken away. It's still just as true today as it was the day that it was wrote for us. You realize that when they begin to go in there, can you imagine they cast him in prison because they feared our God? And I want to tell you what, the day the world would do away with us if they wasn't for our God. You realize deep down inside there's something in there. It says they have something that's not of this world. And you realize that when you get word of the anointing of God and your light out shines out in the darkness, I'm telling you, the world will give you the respect. I didn't say they like you. I said they'll respect
Amen.
You.
Amen. That's good. Amen.
You realize that's what they find it. You know, Herodias looked at her daughter when the king, when she danced, and he asked, he said, I'll give you anything up to half of my kingdom.
Yeah.
You realize they want to deal away with us. But I want to tell you what, that don't matter. We still got a job to do. We got a job to do. You realize that their job is to go out there and reach that lost person. You realize they're still sinners. I don't care what the world calls them. You realize they, well, they'll get right someday. I want to tell you what, they won't if we don't get the word to them. I want to tell you what, you realize what Jesus done? When Jesus walked the face of the earth, he was faithful to the end. You realize he was the light of the world. He went out and he said, not my will, but thy will.
Amen.
The Father's will to be done. And I want to tell you what, he said, now I go away. He says, you are the light of the world. You really, and it's still, it's the same way. It's not our will, but it's his will.
Amen.
And I want to tell you what his will is for us to go out and spread the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the great plan of salvation. And Jesus is the only way, and it's time to get right with God, because there are heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And I think it's time that the ones preaching behind our sacred desk today, they start preaching like a street corner preacher, and start preaching, thou saith the Lord, and the day come in while it is still day, for night shall come, and no man shall pray, and hell is it real, and hell is hot, and heaven is glorious as it ever that it ever was. It's nothing new.
That's right.
You realize what we need more of. We need more of preaching the old path.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you what, you realize the old path is not what a lot's trying to preach. The old path is still Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
That's right.
He said, I always was. And I always will. He said I was the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I want to tell you what, it hasn't changed. And you tell me, boy, what could be any older than that? If you was there before anything ever was,
yeah.
What gets older than that? You know, some tried to preach me the law and tell me that was the old path. But I want to tell you what, if you get in and study the Word, Jesus was there before that was written.
Amen.
He was.
Yeah.
He was it all. I want to tell you, our God is God. I'm not serving no little Jesus. I want to tell you what, this Jesus that I serve, he's big.
Amen.
He's bigger than this whole world. He's bigger than the universe.
Amen.
He's real big. I tell you what, you realize the day we're living in today, the ones that goes in and think they can go in and go and call it church, and it's no more than a holy rock and roll concert. You know, they've left out the preaching. They've taken the pulpit out of it. I want to tell you what, if you go and you think that's church, you're carrying your Jesus around in your pocket. That's where it is. You need to get him out there where somebody can see.
Amen. That's good.
I'm telling you, You know what? A lot of them, you know, a lot of times if you listen to the words, they're good. They're good. But I want to tell you what. You know what? You know what they're lacking? You know whether, you know, they sit down to meet and they rise up to play. Well, they're lacking the meat.
Right.
You realize the preaching, and you realize why we preach. The preach is for the edifying of the church.
Amen.
And I want to tell you what. I've been in service before where it didn't need any preaching because the church didn't need to be edified. But I'm going to tell you what, most of the time it does. And the church will be edified through the preached word of God. And I want to, it hasn't changed. If we go to that, and we can look at Stephen for just a little bit. I tell you what, Stephen is my favorite deacon in the Bible. He is. He's my favorite deacon. You know, a lot I've heard him call him the preaching deacon. You know, that may be why I really. But you know what? I like him because he was so bold. And you realize what, when we begin to look at deacons, a deacon is a servant of one that goes out and to help and do all these things. But I want to tell you what, Stephen had a double potion, a portion. I shouldn't say potent, boy. I tell you what, that's put me in West Virginia. Boy, I tell you, let's go back to Hyde. Give him a double portion of the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
And you know what? With a double portion of the Spirit of God, you realize he would go out and he would spread the good news. And not to just to anybody, or I should say not to just common people, but very important people. He would go and he would tell them the good news. And you know, you realize, and because of that good news, they marked him as a troublemaker.
That's right.
You realize, have you ever been marked as a troublemaker? I want to tell you what. I have that sign on my back, troublemaker. Hey, it goes everywhere I go. But he would go out, and he would tell them, a lot of them would try to get him off. They said, but you're denying the power.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what. If you go and you deny the power, and you have the law, and you've never got Jesus, you've never got born again, you never got saved, you got lukewarm, but you never got the fire.
Yeah.
Boy, I want to tell you, You get the fire in you, and it's something that'll move you, and it'll make you go out, and it's something that you have to tell somebody. Every time the little bit of chance comes in, you got to tell something about the Bible.
Yeah.
You realize, and they're liable to look at you and say, "Well, I don't believe that." So you don't have to believe it; it's still truth. But you know, Stephen, he got so big of a troublemaker, they decided they was just going to stone him to death. You realize, but Stephen never backed up on the Word of God. And you know, there's no place for us to back up. It's time that we stand still and see the glory of God. It by that, I'm saying just let him begin to get in you, and let him start to lead and guide you. And you let him give you the words, and I'm going to tell you what. And the old devil will try to shut you up, and he'll start coming at you in every direction. But I'm going to tell you what. Just keep right on. Just like Stephen said, when they got ready to stone him, you know there was one there that was lukewarm at that time when they called him Saul. You know, he just held the jacket there. You realize he was full of the law. He knew the law, and he had the letters from the chief priests, and he was the one that persecuted the church, and he did all these things. But you realize, and the world thought a lot of him because he was the one that would support them and do all this thing. And the church, the chosen people, the Jewish people, you realize he was put him to death for the sake of Jesus Christ to show that his way was right. But you realize he that endureth the end, the same will be saved. And you know, old Stephen, with his his portion of the Holy Ghost, you realize when it got time at the stone, he looked up and at the right hand of God, he seen Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And you realize when he looked at it, said Jesus Christ, he was looking into eternal life. And you realize he was also looking at his reward that he was going to have. And he was looking and he could see that the plan of salvation wasn't a theory. It was the absolute truth. It wasn't I think so. It was I know so. You realize that I believe when he had his eyes on Jesus Christ as the stone began to come, I believe that the stones no longer affected him. I believe he was in a Holy Ghost trance. I sure do. I believe when you realize he was saying, you may kill the body, but you'll never kill the soul. He was saying, you realize you may kill this old outward, but right there, it's the man that give me the promise and give me the life, and you realize it's not going to be long now when my last breath that leaves this body. You realize old natural flesh to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. They say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Every time I think of that one leaving, I can never forget. I was being at an elderly woman's bedside, and she was at the end, and she was at a lot of pain and stuff at the end. But I remember her the whole time until the very end, as we kept saying, "Oh, how I love you, Jesus!
Yeah.
I love you, Jesus!" And you realize, and he was going to her, and the one standing around, I was saying, "There had to be a bunch in here saying they must be a God.
Yeah.
They must be a God. Somebody in there needed to see that."
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, it's time that we begin to say the ones, you realize, the ones that was watching Stephen be stoned to death. Listen to him saying, "I see Jesus at the right hand of God." And you realize there was someone that needed to see that. And you know, we know that one did. Saul, you realize, seen it. And realize there must have been something else. And you realize that prayer that Stephen had prayed for them that had gone stoned. I'm going to tell you what, that takes something to be able to pray for somebody when they're getting ready to stone you to death.
Yeah.
Forgive them for not what they know what they do. You realize, have you ever had somebody one time that just made your life miserable and then called for you and asked you to pray for him? I want to tell you what, it's hard to go and pray for him. The first thing goes through your mind and say, "Well, why would I go there for?" You realize, I'll tell you why you'll go there, because God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. And it's not God's will that anyone perish, but all have everlasting life. So you're going to go there and you're going to pray for him, because it's not your will to see anyone perish either.
Right.
Boy, I tell you, and I believe that kind of love's in this church.
Amen.
I really do. I believe this church has got that love.
Amen.
I believe this church is filled with the Holy Spirit. I believe that we have one another's interests. I'm not saying that we're perfect, but I'm going to tell you what, we're all just seeking after the highway of holiness that leads under earth into heaven, and we got a desire. Boy, I tell you, when Stephen was stoned, can you imagine?
Yeah.
They must have been a quietness after that. You know, they must have been a void in each and every one of them's life, because they had slain one of the holy ones of God. The Bible says, "Do one anything unto these little ones of mine, you've done it unto me." You know, the Bible said that it's better that a millstone be hung around their neck and them drowned in the depths of the sea than to do one of these, the little ones. You realize because of the truth, he was hated in the world. But you realize really what they had rejected was the love of God. The Bible says they desired darkness rather than light. You know, that's a sad thing. You realize when Jesus was crucified and they mocked him, you realize it's because they desired darkness rather than light. You know, the day we're living in today, why are people living like they are? Because they desired darkness rather than light. And church, if it wasn't for people like us,
amen,
this world would die lost.
That's right.
But you know, the Bible says that when he comes back, that he will find faith here on this earth. So it's saying that don't give up. No matter how dark it gets.
Amen.
Because there's going to be faith like us here when Jesus
returns.
That's good. Are you ready?